defensive struggle continued last night in Colorado. For the fifth time this season, they failed to score, falling to the Avalanche 3-0. The Knights are back on their home ice tonight to take on the Boston Bruins, 7 o'clock faceoff at the Fortress. As the Las Vegas Raiders look to fill a couple of key spots in their coaching and front office staff, teams around the league have taken notice of what interim head coach Antonio Pierce has done with the team. One day after the Tennessee Titans fired their head coach, they asked permission to interview Pierce for the job. The Los Angeles Lakers take on the Phoenix Suns tonight in L.A. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 6:45.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
We still haven't beaten COVID-19. Its new strain has caused an alarming increase in hospitalizations. Give superpowers to your family with updated vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna that reduce the risk of serious illness and hospitalization. Remember, you can vaccinate your children as early as 6 months of age. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org and get them vaccinated. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
The braking has begun on southbound 15 through the resort corridor. Slowdown starts at Spring Mountain, though the good news is there are no accidents actually being reported on the freeways. Well, at south end of town, I've got a minor one there on I-15 southbound before Russell Road. That's off to the right shoulder. Wind advisory in effect until 10 this morning, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise sunny and cold this afternoon, barely hitting the 50-degree mark. It's 43 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll be right back. Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local is brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. Their services are absolutely free. Call right now, 702-410-8020. This was so incredibly bizarre yesterday. The House Oversight Committee dealing with the resolution of contempt of Congress with Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden showed up at the hearing, but didn't testify. Fred Moskowitz, he is a Florida congressman. He is a Democrat. And he was there in the room, but so was Hunter Biden. And the big question for Jared Moskowitz, who was on Fox yesterday, he was an eyewitness to Hunter Biden's appearance in the Oversight Committee hearing. This is Cut 2, go.
Let's bring in Florida Democrat Congressman Jared Moskowitz. He serves on the House Oversight and Foreign Affairs Committees. He was in the room, clearly, when Hunter Biden showed up. There was a spirited back and forth with him and the chairman, Congressman Moskowitz. Good to have you with us. So Hunter Biden showed up at this hearing, but he continues to defy a duly issued subpoena from the Oversight Committee to show up for a deposition. What he did today is being seen by many people as a political stunt, grandstanding. How did you view it?
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. Well, look, you know, Hunter Biden's going to do what him and his attorneys believe is the correct strategy for them. I think what we were trying to highlight today in the hearing is that the chairman, who sets the rules and sets the tone, invited Hunter to choose between a public hearing and a deposition and multiple statements over the last couple of months. Hunter Biden accepted that invitation, but the chairman obviously has decided that he's reneging the invitation, and now it only can be in the basement of a building in which we'll never see the transcript. My other point in the hearing was, look, if we want to hold Hunter Biden in contempt, what I said to my colleagues across the aisle was, I'll vote with them. I'll make it bipartisan. But we got to apply the rules equally. We've heard that Hunter Biden doesn't deserve special rules. I agree with that. But we have several of my colleagues that defied subpoenas in the last Congress. Just never showed up, never tried to negotiate, just totally blew them off. And so if we're going to try to do this to Hunter, then obviously those congressmen also need to be held in contempt. I want to apply the rule equally. I think that will restore faith to the American people that this place just isn't a show.
Two points there. First of all, you said a transcript that will never see the light of day. These transcripts will be released to the public. I mean, that's part of the deal. It was the same thing with the January 6th committee. And in terms of whether or not Comer ever said, look, you can do it behind closed doors, you can do it in public. The subpoena was specifically for a behind closed doors deposition, which Hunter Biden continues to refuse to do. So legal experts are saying it's not what Comer may or may not have said in public. It's what the subpoena says. Would you agree with that?
Well, look, I'll leave that up to Hunter and his attorneys. As we know, these subpoenas probably get challenged. They wind up in court. So I think that whole thing hasn't played itself out. But I think the hypocrisy of all of this is what the American people is looking at. That's unfortunate. They look at Washington and they just see that it's different rules when Democrats are in charge and when Republicans are in charge. And what I was trying to restore today is that if we're going to hold Hunter in contempt for a subpoena that was issued to him, then there are three current members that actually serve on that committee that were issued subpoenas by the last Congress, and they defied those subpoenas. I think we got to apply the rule equally. And so I was willing to be bipartisan. I'm willing to vote. I'm still willing to vote, Mr. Chairman, if you're listening. I'm still willing to vote to hold Hunter in contempt, but we got to hold those three members of Congress also who didn't comply with their subpoenas also in contempt and apply the rules equally.
Jared Moskowitz, a Florida Democrat, who was in the room when Hunter Biden made his cameo appearance before the House Oversight Committee. Didn't testify, wasn't sworn in. He came in, sat down, watched the big commotion surrounding his appearance, and then he left. As quickly as he came, he left. More with Jared Moskowitz. I mean, it's just bizarre stuff. To show you that Congress can and that Democrats can walk and chew gum at the same time, this was Ted Cruz yesterday on Fox supporting the House efforts to impeach not the President of the United States, but Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Homeland Security, DHS. This was Ted Cruz yesterday on Fox.
So what's your response to Tommy Tuberville, the senator, and others, including Mitt Romney, who say that they see this as him carrying out the policy of the Biden administration, and they don't think that this is an impeachment offense?
Look, I think the House is doing exactly the right thing. I think Alejandro Mayorkas should be impeached. I think he should have been impeached 2 years ago. You got to understand, it's not that Mayorkas is bad at his job. It's that he is openly defying federal law. He is not trying to secure the border. He is instead trying to accelerate illegal immigration. He is trying to process illegal immigrants faster. We've had over Joe Biden's entire tenure, 9.6 million illegal immigrants flood into this country. And Mayorkas is ignoring the laws on the books and is subjecting the American people to enormous risk. We've seen crime. We see children being brutalized. We see women being sexually assaulted. We see over 100,000 drug overdoses last year, the highest in history. 70% of that is Chinese fentanyl flooding across the southern border. And those body bags are very much the fault of Alejandro Mayorkas and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And so I salute the House for doing the right thing. It needs to be done. This needs to stop.
So here's what Mayorkas said in his own behalf on Monday at the border. Watch this.
We need Congress to provide the supplemental funding that President Biden requested months ago. Some have accused DHS of not enforcing our nation's laws. This could not be further from the truth.
I mean, he's clearly, Senator, carrying out the policy of the White House. They are everything that they do and discuss as solutions is that they need faster processing power, essentially.
Yep.
To get people across the border. They don't talk a whole lot about doing that safely or humanely. They talk mostly about making sure they can increase processing power, right?
That's exactly right. And let's be clear. This is the policy of Joe Biden. This is the policy of Kamala Harris. This is the policy of virtually every Democrat in the Senate, virtually every Democrat in the House. They support open borders because they look at 9.6 million illegal immigrants and they see them as future Democrat voters, and they're willing to ignore the suffering and abuses that are happening because they see a political benefit to that. Yes, Mayorkas is following orders, but those orders are utterly lawless. And I got to tell you, particularly since October 7th, since the war in Israel, the risk to this country of terrorists coming across our southern border, Martha, I think the odds of a major terrorist attack in the United States in 2024 are distressingly high. And Hamas and Hezbollah have been clear. They have called for a jihad for terrorist attacks right now in the United States. I spend a lot of time on our southern border. I can tell you the Border Patrol agents are very, very concerned about Hamas and Hezbollah terrorists coming across. And Joe Biden and Mayorkas, they don't care. They're looking the other way, and it's making the American people at much greater jeopardy.
Ted Cruz on with Fox News Channel yesterday, the senator from the great state of Texas. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hello, this is my auto, and this is my key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options and Meineke. And American cheese! Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
A prepaid plan for your celebration of life can give you and your loved ones peace of mind today. But what if you move tomorrow? With us, you're protected. If you move more than 75 miles away, every detail of your prepaid plan moves with you to any one of over 1,900 locations in North America, guaranteed. That's a promise you'll find nowhere else. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This whole thing before the House Oversight Committee yesterday was just a joke. I mean, it was incredible what happened. If you have not seen the clips already, we'll let you hear some of James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. And the hearing was interrupted by the arrival of no less than Hunter Biden. He is the subject of the resolution of contempt of Congress. And in fact, let's squeeze in cut three. This James Comer, he was in the room when Hunter Biden did the photo op before his House Oversight Committee. This is James Comer from yesterday.
The Committee on Oversight has released a resolution to hold him in contempt of Congress. First of all, will that pass the full House, do you believe? And then, when it's passed on to the DOJ, do you believe that Merrick Garland will act on it?
Well, first of all, I'm confident it's going to pass the full House. Look, I think Republicans realize if we don't hold the president's son accountable for defying a lawful congressional subpoena, then no one's going to comply with our subpoenas moving forward. And the House of Representatives is the only entity in the world that's attempting to hold this administration accountable. We're the only entity that's asking questions of this administration. The media is certainly not doing that. House Oversight Committee is. And this administration continues to obstruct. This defiance of this congressional subpoena takes it to a whole nother level. And I think every Republican in our conference is offended that not only the president's son defied the congressional subpoena, but how he did it, how he drove up with a big entourage of government employees, got out, said, you know, played the pity card, wanted sympathy, said he was there to answer questions, then got in his car and drove off. That's not going to fly. We have specific questions. We've done this investigation the right way. We have tens of thousands of pages of bank statements, emails, text messages, and depositions that we need to ask the president's son specific questions, because this is a matter of national security, and we're trying to determine whether or not this president's compromised because of the millions of dollars his family's taken from our enemies around the world.
So in terms of whether or not the DOJ will act on this, comparisons have been made to Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro, who were both held in contempt of Congress for refusing to testify before the January 6th committee. They tried to claim executive privilege. They were both charged. Navarro was actually handcuffed and frog marched out of Reagan Airport. But again, they refused to cooperate at all. Hunter Biden refused to cooperate with subpoena for a deposition, but he says he'd be willing to testify before the full House in an open hearing. Do you think that will play into the DOJ's decision whether or not to charge?
Well, we're going to see if Merrick Garland, in fact, is running a two-tier system of justice. We've already seen how he's treated Republicans who defy congressional subpoenas, who are held in contempt of Congress. Now he's going to have an opportunity to treat a Democrat the exact same way. And look, Hunter Biden doesn't get to make the rules. I think we've seen through this investigation, through the course of this investigation, that the IRS was investigating Hunter Biden. The Department of Justice was investigating Hunter Biden. The FBI was investigating Hunter Biden. And at every instance, they were told to stand down by the Department of Justice. Mm-hmm. Now the Department of Justice is going to have the ability to hold him accountable and to abide by the Constitution. We have a constitutional obligation to provide oversight of this administration, and we're doing that. And I don't think we need to demonstrate to a single person in America all of the crimes that we've uncovered that the president's immediate family has committed. We want to know what role did the president play in these crimes, and that's why Hunter Biden must show up for a deposition and answer a lot of questions that we have throughout the course of this investigation.
James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, and that's kind of the political perspective. For a legal analysis, I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's squeeze in Jonathan Turley, George Washington University law professor, and his reaction to the Hunter Biden photo op yesterday. This is cut number five.
I love the fact that he's walking with Morris, who is this lawyer who is also being sought by the committee, who has reportedly given Hunter Biden millions to finance his lavish lifestyle, to reportedly pay off his debts. And just in the last 2 days, the committee found out that it was Morris that apparently bought most of his art, that was all an illusion, that as all these newspapers were saying how successful he is as an artist, it was that guy walking next to him that apparently bought most of the art. And yet he shows up with him, another target of the committee. And that's where it gets to a point where even Democrats have to ask themselves, when are the costs too high to protect the Bidens in this corruption scandal? At some point, you have to reach that realization that you can't trade away more institutional authority. This is someone who is flaunting a contempt of Congress, and eventually the Democrats will retake Congress. What the Republicans did here is exactly what the Democrats did. They would never have tolerated a witness saying, I will dictate the conditions under which I will testify. But they're establishing a record, and they may be unanimous in this, that says, oh, no, if a witness comes in and says, this is what I'm going to do, and that's all I'm going to do, regardless of your subpoena, what will they do when that happens when they're in the majority?
Good question from Jonathan Turley, the law professor from George Washington University. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll take a look ahead to the 7 o'clock hour. Coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
On this Thursday, hopefully we won't have to endure the liberal mantra of we're losing our democracy for much longer, as January 6th recedes from view, at least on the calendar. However, the Democrats don't have much else besides get ready for the Third Reich if Trump wins the election. President Biden has failed on almost every issue. That is the truth. More truth. It is downright foolish for Donald Trump and his supporters to downplay the horrendous January 6th display 3 years ago in Washington. Mob rule is lethal. Ashley Babbitt is a prime example. If citizens break the law, as they did at the Capitol then, there must be a reckoning. The left has seized on January 6th as its primary campaign issue. But that's a losing posture. The terrible destruction after George Floyd's death negates most liberal outrage. Someone tell Kamala Harris. The issues today are Americans losing ground economically, as prices are 17% higher for essentials under Biden than they were under Trump, and the insane open border policy. Final truth. There are extremists on both ideological sides, and they are the ones damaging democracy. Back after this. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no-obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by True Dentistry, Dr. Joe Willardson. He's my dentist, and he can be your dentist, too. In fact, I spent an hour in the chair with him last week. Now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. That's a $150 value, and I love free. Call True Dentistry with two locations to serve you in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800, or check them out at truedentistry.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Tell me what you say. Don't you love her as she's walking out the door? All your love. All your love.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job. And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.